We're here at the United Soybean Board's Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. at USDA headquarters. With me is Terry Mayhew with Bio-Based Technologies. She's one of the exhibitors here. And first of all, Terry, why don't you tell me what Bio-Based Technologies is and what you do?
Bio-Based Technologies is based out of Rogers, Arkansas. We are a 100% woman-owned company by John L. Hunt, who is J.B. Hunt's widow. She strongly believes in our company. We're an innovative leader in renewable chemistry and the maker of Agrol, a line of USDA-certified bio-based polyols. And polyols are the building blocks for polyurethane foam. So by using soybean oil as a substitute for petroleum, it not only helps the American farmer, but it makes the products bio-based.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. You have several different examples on display here about how Agrol is used.
Well, Agrol can be used in a number of applications. It depends on the chemistry of the various Agrol lines, as there are different, chemistry makeups of each polyol. It can be rigid foams. It could be flexible foams. An example of a flexible foam would be something like a mattress topper or a mattress or a memory foam pillow. There's no smell. It bounces back well. Very comfortable. Car seat foams, so something like you might sit in a Ford Mustang and beneath that leather or the upholstery is a foam made with Agrol polyols. A percentage of it, of course, is the soybean. It can be the backings of carpet or synthetic turf. We've gone so far as it can be hardwood flooring underlayment, which is something you wouldn't necessarily think of with soybean oil, but if you're putting down hardwood floor, it would be something to make it more sustainable. And then we've also done trim board and decking for housing is something we're looking into, where, again, we're kind of a difficult product in that the consumer does not see our product, but they need to know that within that product, it's extremely good for the environment, extremely good for the American farmer, extremely sustainable, and a bio-based product. That's why we're glad we're here.
Well, that's what was my next question is, how is being at this event helping you?
Oh, it's been extremely eye-opening for me. It's always interesting just to see what other companies are doing. I heard a lady mention earlier on the panel when she was talking about entering the bio-based field and what some maybe of the struggles you go through as a customer. And she said, bottom line is, you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to go bio-based. It really is the future. We feel like we're taking part in the future. We commercialized Agrol in 2005, and we think that as the public becomes more aware, there's a lot of confusion, quite honestly, with the word bio-based. A lot of people just simply don't know what that means. But I expect in the coming years, they're really going to figure out what the word bio-based means, and they're going to know it means it is just simply good, and it's the way of the future.
How has the United Soybean Board helped you with your development of your product?
Oh, the United Soybean Board is an unbelievable partner to have, not only with answering questions. Whenever I have a question, I can easily call up somebody at USB and get those questions answered. They can assist with marketing our product. I know that we had a beautiful ad that we partnered with USB on that went in a Urethane Technology magazine not long ago. Again, it's just an invaluable partnership, and I think that any bio-based organization, any soybean organization, is going to benefit greatly from their partnership with USB.
How can people find out more about Bio-Based Technologies and Agrol?
Well, we would love for people to find out more about our company on the web. They can reach us at biobased.net or agrolinside.com. Agrol is spelled A-G-R-O-L for those that are wondering. And on Twitter, we're very active at Bio-Based Tech.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you very much here at the USB Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.